Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited to be on air with you tonight. I have many guests who are online. I have some who are on the internet. I have some who are on my blogs. And we are just having a hallelujah time in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so, as I said before, today is Wednesday, and I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join me at this particular time, at this particular hour, at this particular moment. We are going to get into the presence of God, and we're going to pray unto God, because there are a lot of individuals who are seeking prayer, and they're also praying for themselves, but it also helps when other people are praying as well, because where two or three are gathered in my name, there Jesus is as well, and we're speaking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so when you have a lot of people praying, amen, on one accord and having the same mind, then God will just pour out all of his blessings. And God gives us favor and mercy in spite of whether there's one person praying or two people or three. It really doesn't matter. The Lord is able to do everything, and he fails at nothing. Without further ado, I would like to read to you Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, at this moment, is our prayer night. There are a lot of things that we need to pray for, but we're going to pray to only one God. And we're going to get into the very presence of God. I feel the Holy Spirit. As I said, I'm excited anytime that I can get on air and have breath in my body where I can serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I can share with you the revelation of God or the music ministry of God. What we're going to do today is we're going to pray. And then after we pray, I'm going to play three songs that are my songs of the week. So therefore, we're going to play three particular songs. And this particular song, as we pray, our praise and worship song, is Because of Who You Are by Miss Vicky Yahi. And I hope I pronounced her last name correct, but this is by Miss Vicky, and it's entitled Because of Who You Are. It's an instrumental, and we're going to pray unto God. I was listening to this particular song before I came on air, and this song actually ushers you into the presence of God just by the lyrics, just by the music, just by the Holy Spirit and the anointing that is on this particular song. So we're going to pray unto God. If we finish early, we're going to listen to the duration of the song. If the Lord still have or see fit that we continue to pray, then that's what we're going to do. So we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to consecrate ourselves, and after that we're going to pray to God for whatever he puts on our heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. Lord God, we realize and understand that we've lost a couple of people along the way, Lord, and we ask that you continue to bless their family and bless their souls, Heavenly Father, to make it or to enter into your kingdom, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that we continue to work for you, Lord, and just to uplift your holy and wonderful name, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to crown this head from the top to the bottom, Lord. That you bless the words that come out of my mouth to be the authentic word of God. That you bless these hands, Heavenly Father, everything that I touch to prosper and to give you the glory and honor. Would you bless my feet, Lord, to walk into the path of righteousness, and not just my feet, but everyone who is listening, Lord. And we ask that you continue to take care of our youth, Lord, and continue to strengthen them, Lord, in a particular way. We ask that we continue to give you praise. We continue to uplift your name in spite of, Lord. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you for giving us the spirit of love within our hearts. Lord, we come into your presence and we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are gone astray, those who are missing, Lord. We ask that you bless the babies, that you bless the young people, that you bless the adults, Lord. And then we just ask that you continue to help us to be great for you, Lord. Lord, you're taking us places. You're propelling us into different areas, Lord. You're expanding our minds. You're increasing our territories. You're increasing our ministry. You're increasing our careers, Lord. You're increasing our patience and our understanding. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us, Lord. And as we gain momentum throughout the week and as we gain momentum in the word of God and in the ministry of God, and we begin to launch forward, Lord, we ask that we continue to have you as the head of our lives and you as the tail of our lives and you as the center of our lives, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you, Lord. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to just continue to uplift who you are and continue to give the authentic word of God. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in schools, those who are taking tests, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who travel back and forth each day, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are grieving over a lost loved one or someone who is missing something, Lord. We ask that you continue to uplift them, Heavenly Father, and comfort them because we know that you're Jehovah, Yahweh, Eli. Lord, we know that you can do everything but fail, Lord, and we put all of our confidence, we put all of our trust, we put all of our love within you because we know that you can do it because you've proven that so many times. And Lord, we ask that you bless each listener who's online, Lord. We ask that you bless their family, their children, Lord. We ask that you bless their ministries. We ask that you bless their careers, Lord. We ask that you bless each thing that they put their mind to as you see fit. And we ask that you continue to just help us to become stronger and better each and every day, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. We praise your name. We put your name in the atmosphere, Heavenly Father. We introduce you to the world, those people who do not know you. We ask would they come asking who you are because you've done so much in their lives. You saved them from dangers that are unseen. You saved them from dangers that are seen. And we ask would you bless them to come to the doors of the church, Heavenly Father, and want to come in to know who you are. Then we ask would you bless each person who receives them, Lord, to receive them with love and respect, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless the ministry to be something that you're pleased with, something that you are just excited about, Lord. And we ask that we continue to just go out and reach the people. And now, Lord, as we go through this particular ministry and as we just conclude this particular prayer, we ask that we never leave your presence, In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. That particular song is a song that I just love. And the reason why I love that song is because it's already under the anointing of God. And secondly, because when you begin to pray and I can feel the lunging forward, I could feel the atmosphere shifting forward, and that's a good sign because that means that God is pushing his blessings. He's dispersing his blessings unto the people. And I pray for each and every one of you who's listening and those who are going to listen, that the Lord continue to bless whatever you do, because each person, as I said, you have a purpose on earth, and within that purpose you must live within your purpose. Okay? Now, without further ado, I want to briefly talk about the Save Our Youth campaign, okay? I want you to get out a sheet of paper, as the Lord is giving this unto me. Get out a sheet of paper. We're going to talk about the Save Our Youth campaign for a few minutes, then after which I'm going to play my three songs of the week, and then I will bid you good night. Oh, of course, we'll have announcements as well, okay? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Save Our Youth program, so you'll write that down while I'm speaking. And then after I talk to you about that, we're going to go into the three songs of the week. Then after we do that, then I'm going to come with announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night, okay? So I'll give you time to get a sheet of paper because I want you to write this down. Save Our Youth campaign. Okay. As we all know, this particular event will happen in June, God's will, of 2015. Okay. The purpose of this particular, I'm going to call it a camp, but the purpose of this particular seminar or campaign is to empower our youth. Right? Empower our youth and motivate them to live. Now, I want to talk about that as the Lord has given it to me. Okay? Empower our youth and to motivate them to live. All right. When we talk about empowerment, we're talking about confidence. We're talking about creating young men and women who are able to navigate this world while allowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be the head of their lives. And this seminar is not going to be a preachy seminar, but it will illustrate who is supposed to lead our children, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are empowering these students, these youth, to be confident in who they are, where they come from, and to be able to communicate how they feel in a manner that is not offensive on purpose, okay? We want individuals to be able to have personalities, but we want those personalities to be a personality of confidence. So that's what this workshop is centered around. Then when we talk about motivate, okay, and I know many people are thinking, you know, how can you motivate someone to want to live? When we talk about motivating a person or youth to live, we're simply talking about, it's kind of like a circle around the person. And within that circle, they're able to pull from different sides of their brain, the creative side and also the serious side. And so what we want to do is balance their thinking. It's entitled Balanced Thinking. I want you to write it down. Balanced Thinking. I'm going to take them through a series, or the speakers as well, will take them through a series entitled Balanced Thinking. Okay? With this balanced thinking, okay, we're going to go through some processes. And the first one that I will go ahead and tell you so you'll know what to expect, you're going to have balanced thinking, and you're going to draw a line under balanced thinking. Then you're going to draw an arrow going down on the left of that line and an arrow going down on the right. Okay? On the left-hand side, you're going to put life, and on the right-hand side, you're going to put death. OK? okay? This is kind of like a math problem. It's an equation. In the middle somewhere, okay, you're going to put living, okay? At the bottom of living, you're going to put death, all right? So you have balanced thinking, okay, because this is the second component of our training, balanced thinking. Then you have life on the left side. You have death on the right side. Excuse me. You have balanced thinking. You have life on the left side. You have death on the right side. In the middle, there's a circle. You have living at the top. You have death at the bottom, because when we live, we're on top of the ground. When we die, we're underground, okay? All right, so we understand that. And the concept is that we all know that we're going to live according to the will of God, and we know that we're going to die according to the will of God, okay? Our days are all numbered. What we don't know is the number of days in which we're going to be here, okay? But I'm explaining it totally different to the youth. I'm explaining it to you from the spiritual aspect because you understand it. Okay, so when we talk about life, what we're going to do is we're going to brainstorm some ways in which we can live, okay? And the hardest part is going to be the second component, but we're going to talk about life. How do you live? And, for instance, some people will say, I want to live a healthy life, okay? Some people will say, I live or I can continue to live by being cautious, obedient, reading the Word of God, and living with motivation. Okay? That's life. Now we talk about death. Okay? All right? And we're going to correlate this to, we're going to go to Scripture first. All right? The Lord wanted each person to have eternal life, but because of sin with Adam and Eve, we missed eternal life. And so now everyone has experienced the word called death. Okay? And we're going to be real about it, but we're going to tailor this particular part with death from things that have happened to other people within the streets, youth particularly. So when we talk about death, okay, we're going to talk about what happened. All right, so when we talk about how someone died, it could be out of disobedience, could be accidental, it could be anger, okay, it could be on purpose, okay, and it could be just not being careful. And the reason why I have the students do this is because I want them to see the difference between life and death. The difference between life and death is everything is intentional. Everything, when you are seeking life as God has put it in, and I'm going to tell the speakers as well as the youth, when you have life, you're doing everything intentionally because you don't come with these things. Being healthy, you're healthy, but it all depends on what you put in your body. Being cautious, you can be cautious, but you're going to have to always watch, and you're going to have to always be careful. Obedient is a you thing once again, okay? You can choose to be obedient or disobedient. Reading the Word of God, you can choose to read the Word of God, or you don't have to. It's up to you. You can choose to do that. I'm speaking about adults, okay? You choose that particular life, okay? And living with motivation. Motivation comes within, okay? I can cheer you on. I can tell you how good God is, but unless you have it in your heart, then if you don't have it in your heart, you're not going to be motivated. And so life, and I'm going to explain this to them, speaking about the youth, and in our general session with adults as well, life deals with, and I want you to put this right beside life, life is you, okay? Typically, we know that God is over our lives, right? But we are in control of our lives as far as what we put in our body, as far as how careful we are, as far as if we're going to be obedient or not, as far as reading the Word of God, as far as living with motivation in our hearts, all right? We are the ones who put the things in our hearts. Our neighbor, no matter how angry they make us or how happy they make us, cannot put that inside of us. We have to absorb it. Write that word down, absorb. Okay? And God is saying right now, look at the sentence you just made. Look at the phrase you just made. You, point to yourself, absorb life. Okay? You absorb life. Whatever you're absorbing in your immediate environment, whatever you're listening to, whatever you, whomever you're talking to, whatever you watch, whether it's TV, whether it's people, whatever you listen to, you absorb everything inside of you. God says that sometimes when you're under heavy anointing and you absorb sin, he says it weakens your anointing. Did you know that, saints? Pastors, elders, preachers, prophets, he said it weakens your anointing. Okay? So he says you absorb life, right? You absorb life. No one else can put that motivation inside of you. It doesn't matter how great they are. It doesn't matter if that's their expertise. All of these things, what you put in your body, you know, how cautious you are, how obedient you are, reading the Word of God, living with motivation, all of that is intrinsic, which means that you control that. You absorb life. And I'm speaking to youth. I'm speaking to adults. You absorb life. When we have children who are very obedient to their parents, okay, that child has a choice. I'm going to be obedient or disobedient. I'm going to make my mom happy, my parents happy, or I'm going to make my parents sad, okay? It depends on what they are absorbing. So it's very important, and we're going to talk to the parents about this, when the child is young, that they are exposed to positive things, to things that are going to help them become better. When we talk about the environment, they absorb. They're like a sponge. And we talk about this a lot in education. They're like a sponge. They absorb everything that is around them, just like you do. Notice, and I want you to think about your particular day today. Who did you talk to? Who were you around? What was in your environment? What did it look like? People can bring things. God is showing this. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. People can bring things in your environment, but you don't have to absorb it. And he's talking about remaining in character. And then we're going to go into the part where the youth, when they are, for instance, approached by a public servant or another adult, right? Whether they're angry or happy, we're going to teach the youth, you don't have to absorb that. You don't have to invite that into your environment. You can set the environment, okay? You can set that environment. You are in control of your own environment. You are in control of where you decide to go, who you decide to be with. You are in control. And that's what youth need to understand. Just because you are approached, and we're going to use a police, for instance, by a police officer, whether they're nice or whether they're mean, you don't have to invite that particular environment or you don't have to absorb that into your life. You can remain in your environment, and we're talking about a mental environment, okay? We're going to talk all about this. You can remain in your mental environment and still be successful. But what's happening, as God is showing, is that our youth are absorbing every environment they enter. Their parents could be doctors and lawyers and teachers and preachers or work at different establishments and train them up well. Okay? And they absorb that. But then when they go to this particular place and it's a lot of things, negative things going on, they absorb that. Right? So what happens is finally absorbing all of these things, and then when the environment is right, for instance, if there is an angry cop or there's an angry neighbor or there's an angry somebody, you know, then you revert back to what you've absorbed. Okay? And so you have to be very careful what you absorb. So we're going to be cleaning out those filters because some people have absorbed some negative things. Now let's move on to the right side when we talk about debt, right? Nobody wants to really talk about that, you know. But with debt, I want you to think about this. We talked about being disobedient. We talked about accidental. We talked about people die when other people are angry or when they're angry, and that goes with suicide or murder-suicide. We talk about death on purpose, when somebody murders somebody or shoots somebody. And then we talk about just not being, you know, in the Word of God, you know. We talk about just going astray, just living any type, you know, just living in danger, living a dangerous life, you know. You take every risk possible, just living in danger. So God is revealing right now with this death part, he says, with this particular part, right, he says your atmosphere, right, atmosphere, your atmosphere is in control. Okay? That's the first thing. Just write down atmosphere. Okay? And when the atmosphere is able to control how you respond, when the atmosphere that you are in is able to change who you are, then God says chaos forms. Why does chaos form? Chaos forms because the atmosphere does not belong to you. The atmosphere is controlled by either an external force, okay, which is just the environment, or an external person, okay? So here it is. God says the atmosphere that is chaotic results in death, right? So he says be careful what you absorb in life. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important. We have to teach our children how to absorb the right things. They're going to be exposed to those environments that consist of things that are wrong. You can't shield a child. excuse me. You can't shield a child from the external forces, which is the environment. Just like Adam and Eve, right? They were outside. God is showing this. They were outside. Specifically said, do not eat of the forbidden fruit. You know, Jesus is the best teacher. He's the best father that we could ever have. But when he left, they did. And God says that we have to be empowered. This workshop has to empower our youth. Excuse me, my allergies. This workshop has to empower and motivate our youth to live, period. So we're going to have activities like that. And this is not going to be where the students or the youth are sitting down. We're going to actually be up. They're going to be engaged in activities. Okay? They're going to be engaged in activities. So understand that this Save Our Youth Conference, and that was just an example of one activity, is June 2015. The purpose is to empower our youth and motivate them to live, you know. And so with this particular activity, our youth are able to see how to live and to understand what death is, okay? And then the middle right here, okay, in the middle, there's an invitation to live or to take the other road, which is the path of unrighteousness or death. You always have a choice. That's what the middle means. You have a choice. You can move to the left or you can move to the right. Okay? You have a choice as a youth. You have a choice as an adult. All right? And so God says that we should move towards living rather than dying, because we're not in control of when we leave here. But if we teach people how to live, and I know that seems very odd, strange, weird, but if we teach people, our youth, how to live, right, then God prepares all of us for the transition back to him. We want our youth, as long as they're here on earth, to live the most successful life there is. We've lost some youth already. There's nothing that we can do about that to bring those children back. There's nothing we can do. You know, we can pray for their families, but there's nothing we can do. But what we can do is we can move forward, and we can begin to empower youth. We can begin to motivate them to live. Okay, and that's what this conference is about. And this is not just a one-time event. This is ongoing. But it's just we're hitting different areas because we want people to go back and tell other people about what we did in this conference and help other youth. Okay? So that's just an example of one of the activities. And, of course, after all of the activities, and I'm going to put the flyer out, after those activities, we're going to have a talent show, 2-hour talent show. We're going to have 5 different acts, okay? The theme is Save Our Youth, okay? I'm looking for 6 to 18-year-olds, and you must submit a video. And it must embrace the fact of saving our youth. It could be a rap, clean rap. It could be a song that you create. It could be a poem. Mm-hmm. It could be some type of speech. It could be a drawing. Okay? It could be just anything creative, a step, you know, a little step routine. It could be anything that's creative, and you have 5 minutes to do it. Okay? Well, maybe 10. We'll say 10. 10 minutes to do it. All right? And so we're going to have judges who are selecting the different videos. Then you will receive a call saying that you were selected. And actually, the call will come to you a month before the event. That way you can begin practicing and preparing. We will have a grand prize winner. And that particular person or persons will receive a grand prize. And my other individuals will receive a participation award. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you watch the Facebook page because we're going to have a talent show. This talent show is going to be great. It's going to be excellent. We're trying to move forward. We're trying to also contact different people so that we can set things in places in these particular communities for our youth, because part of the problem that we see as we analyze and research is that there is not enough to do for our youth. So what do? They walk the streets. They get in trouble, you know, things of that nature. And so we're really focusing on our youth rather than focusing on what's going on in the community. We really want to invest in our youth. You know, and so I'm going to be contacting a lot of people because I want people from all over to begin to embrace the fact of saving our youth, okay? This Built to Last conference, and we have to make sure that we are growing young ladies and young men, and we have to make sure that, you know, their lives are preserved. That's the whole purpose. I'm trying to preserve our youth's lives, and what I mean by that is not because God is in control of all of our lives. What I mean by that is if we can give them the mechanism to withstand what happens in the environment, you know, then we can save more lives and we'll have more graduates, okay? So we really want to touch on that, and we are going to touch on suicide. You know, suicide, murder-suicide, we're going to touch on all that. And so, but it'll be through activities, and it'll be interesting because we want all of our youth to be involved in their own learning, okay? So that's what's going on with Save Our Youth. That's going on with Save Our Youth. And that's what we're going to do as far as the Save Our Youth, okay? All right. Now then, be sure to also look at that PowerPoint and let your friends and family know about the PowerPoint because it gives a lot of information. We will have our shirts. Matter of fact, we will have our shirts at the beginning of January, God's will. So we will have our shirts at the beginning of January, and the event is not until June. So we have plenty of time, and God is just that good. I want to turn the corner, and I want to play three different songs. Okay? The first song I want to play is entitled This Place by Sister Tamala Mann. And then the second song I want to play is entitled Help. And then the third song that I want to play is, of course, the song entitled Different. And these are my songs of the week. I really like these songs. They really minister and touch my heart. So we're going to play This Place first by Sister Tamala Mann, then Help by Sister Erica Campbell and Lecrae. Then we're going to play Different. All right? And these are our top three songs on the Love Billboard. Okay? So without further ado, I'm going to put this music on so that you can hear these songs. This is Miss Tamala Mann, This Place. And you're going to hear a commercial. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Give me just a second. Technology is always good when it works. We're going to get it together.
Anybody? Oh, I'm so glad. Yes, I am.
Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. That particular song is entitled This Place by Sister Tamala Mann, and she says she never knew that her life could be this way. She says she never thought that she could get past her own past. And she said, but when she found Jesus, she said, he covered me, and I ended up in this place. And, you know, it's always a blessing to be into or to be associated with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to just be in his presence. And so, you know, we talk about life, and we just, it's very befitting that I played that song because we spoke about life. And she said, you know, once Jesus came into my life, once I allowed him into my life, she said, I never imagined that I would be in this place. And each and every one of us have a this place experience. We have had the opportunity to be into the presence of God. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are at this particular time. God has afforded us the right to be in the presence of him. And it was up to us at that particular time to accept or reject. But guess what? God is a God of many chances. And he says, if you want to experience this place, whatever place that is, but it's a place in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he says you must open up your heart and you must give your life unto him so that you can experience that place that Sister Tamala Mann was speaking about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving higher. We have two more songs, and we're going to play Help by Sister Erica Campbell and Brother Lecrae. So listen up and enjoy.
Won't forsake me.
All right, that was Sister Erica Campbell and Lecrae with Help. And in that particular song, the whole message was to call on the Lord for help anytime that you need help, whatever you're going through. Call on the Lord when you feel like your back is against the wall and you can't do anything else. Just call on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He will be right there. Whatever circumstance, whatever problem you're going through, the Lord will be right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to move a little bit higher with Sister Tasha Page Lockhart, Different. And how many of you know that it's okay to be different? Because the Lord said that we are a people who is, we're a people and we are called, in other words, we're called to be different. Okay? We have to be different. There has to be something different about us. And so, therefore, when we are different, amen, and when we walk different from the world, that means that we're walking into the path and the will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So without further ado, this is Miss Tasha Page Lockhart, Different.
Back when I was 17, like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things, and suddenly the church girl I was originally. See, the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the Spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But there's not a whole
Lord Jesus, I just love that song. Different, Different, Different by Tasha Page Lockwood. I play that song like 100 times a day. No, I play it about 10 or 12 times a day. I love that song. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to go ahead and lead you into the announcements. Then after announcements, we're going to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto the people of God and to those who are thinking about coming unto God. And then after that, I'll bid you good night. And once again, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I have many people on the line. And please continue to tell your family and friends about the Love Live Jesus ministry. All right. So please encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, managers, actors, actress, any positive community leader, please connect with me at emonya_love@yahoo.com or FREDALOVE, and that's Facebook, or ALFREDALOVE, okay, on Facebook. Please connect with me. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Okay, in addition to that, make sure that you're praying for 250 individuals. Make sure that you, if you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. That is very important. And also, pray for the individuals that you don't know and the individuals that you do know as well. Everyone needs prayer. It doesn't matter who they are, where they come from, what they have. Everyone needs prayer. Because God not only calls certain people, he calls everyone. He says he has no respect of person. In addition to that, so make sure that you mark down on your calendars, God's will, June 2015 for the Save Our Youth Conference. I'm going to have different PowerPoints per week that I will update, and I will update you with some information. Some of the information will be the same because we have many new entities and organizations who are looking at the different PowerPoints as they come up. So you will see some redundancy, but you will also see some newness as well. So please be sure that you check out my page each and every week, and that's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can even email me if you want to at emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, I appreciate all of my new connections today, MGM, AMG, all of those different production companies who I've connected with today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the radio host. I appreciate all of the people who have connected with me and who are currently listening to the Love of Jesus ministry. I appreciate that so much. In addition to that, also just make sure that you're enjoying life and that you continue to take care of yourselves and be healthy. Make sure that you at least laugh at least two or three times per day to help relieve some of the stress that life can really bring on you. Make sure that you have fun. Understand, you know, that you are entitled to fun. You know, everything doesn't have to be serious. Have a little fun and let off some of that stress. Also, just continue to pray one for another. I have been reading about many things that happens all over the world. You know, we have people who have passed away, murder, suicides. We have people who have been set on fire. We have youth who are passing away. We just have a plethora of things, you know, people with heart conditions and people who are angry and people who are going through family situations. We have just different things going on within the world, and we really need to pray one for another. It's very important that we pray for each person that we know and those who we don't know. So that's why, you know, we have to be specific when we go on to God, because somebody's hurting, you know. Somebody has just lost someone. Someone is going through now. Someone's being abused. Someone, you know, someone's child don't have anywhere to go. And so we need to make sure that we are praying for one for another. And, you know, it's just very important. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. It's very important that we pray one for another. And as I said before, just make sure that you continue to watch the page, because a lot of things will come up. I have a couple of radio interviews that will come up. If you are looking for a little bit of fun or entertainment, go see The Exodus at the movie theaters. Okay, I'm going to be reviewing that particular movie, so be sure to go there and put your comments down on how you liked it and all that good stuff. In addition to that, just understand and recognize that we will have a forum. We are still concentrating on our youth and the things that they experience and how we can better serve them so that when they go out in the community, they can come back home or to their prospective places and still be alive. Okay, I just want to, at this particular time, recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. As I said before, our Lord and Savior is my everything. He is just the head of my life, the person, the being who is leading me into my destination as far as my calling with ministry and education and all of that good stuff. You know, and so I recommend our Lord and Savior. And, you know, Sister Tamla Mann said it best. You know, she says she thought that she couldn't get past her own past. She said, and she never knew that, in other words, that she would be in the position that she's in. She said, but when she found Jesus, when she found that particular place in God, you know, then basically the song says that that's where success comes, when we get to that place, when we get to the place, whatever place it is. And we're not just talking about eternal life. We're not talking about heaven. God says there is a purpose on earth, as I said before. So when we get to that particular place, right, where we depend on God, where God becomes the center, he becomes the head, and he becomes the tail of our lives, and he becomes just our everything, she says, then we get to this place of success, right? And we continue to propel and go forward. And so we have to get past our past in order to propel forward, okay? So as I said, I appreciate your listening support. I want to just let you hear this song about There Is Room at the Cross. So if you're thinking about coming unto the Lord, if you're thinking about getting on the right track, I want you to think about it as this song is playing, and it's entitled There Is Room at the Cross by the late Reverend Clay Evans, and there is room at the cross. For each and every person, there is nothing that you could have done that's so bad that the Lord would not accept you back, okay? So I'm going to let you listen to this particular song.
Some folks may not want you, but to every prostitute, every drug addict, every wine owner, there's room. And that don't just make you feel good. Look over there and tell somebody that there's room. Thank you.
To leave you with Psalm 20, numbers 1 through 7. It says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. I have read to you Psalm 20, Numbers 1 through 7. May the Lord again add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And may the Lord God bless you real good. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is this weekend, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, remember, remember to catch up on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry by listening to the other segments. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless and take care of each and every one of you. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back.